This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'zeicha Nishmas Imi Morosi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Socha Beresh. The Pasuk in Parshas Ve'eschanan, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chofei says, Ki soilid bonim uvnei vonim. When you will have children and grandchildren, V'noishantem ba'oritz, and you will have been long in the land, V'ishchatem, and you will be corrupt and worship Avodah Zarah. The Pasuk warns, Ki avoy toveidun, you will perish quickly. Me'al oretz asher atem oivrim es hayarden shama l'rishta. You will perish in the land of Eretz Yisrael that Hashem has given you. Rashi writes that the gematria of the word v'noishantem equals 852, which alludes that Klal Yisrael will be exiled after 852 years of living in Eretz Yisrael. V'noishantem ba'oretz, you will have been long in the land. How long? Kiminyan v'noishantem, 852 years, like the gematria of v'noishantem. However, says Rashi, if Hashem would have allowed Klal Yisrael to remain in Eretz Yisrael for the full period of 852 years, he would have been forced to carry out the threat of the next pasuk, which is ki avoy toveidun, to utterly annihilate them. In order to allow Klal Yisrael to remain intact, he did a chesed for Klal Yisrael and exiled them after only 850 years. 2 years earlier than the prearranged time. This way, he would not have to fulfill ki avoy toveidun. The Trumas Hadeshin asks, if that's the case, why were they exiled after 850 years and not after 851 years? The threat of avoy toveidun is only if they remain 852 years, not 851. Why exile them at the end of 850 years? Says the Trumas Hadeshin, that this is the origin of the widespread belief that when comparing gematrias of two words or two phrases, they are permitted to be off by one and still be considered equal to each other. If Hashem would have permitted Klal Yisrael to remain in Eretz Yisrael for 851 years, he still would have been forced to carry out Ki Avoy Toveidun, because 851 and 852 are the same. A gematria can be off by one. So even though V'noishantem equals 852, it can also mean 851. And Avoy Toveidun would have to follow. That is why, in order to spare Klal Yisrael, they only remained in Eretz Yisrael for 850 years, which is 2 years less than V'noishantem, avoiding the punishment of Avoy Toveidun. My good friend Rav Heshi Appel showed me a chidah that says a similar thought in Parshas Vayechi. There the pasuk says that Menashe and Ephraim will be counted b'minyan hashvatim. Ephraim u'Menashe kiruvei v'shimon yuli. If you take the gematria of the two names, Ephraim and Menashe, it equals 726. If you take the gematria of the two names, Reuven and Shimon, it equals 725. One off. The Chidah says that that's the pshat of the pasuk, Ephraim u'Menashe k'Reuven v'Shimon. The gematria of Ephraim and Menashe is the same gematria as Reuven v'Shimon. Even though they are off by one, it is counted like the same, Ephraim u'Menashe k'Reuven v'Shimon. Which we have now another makar that a gematria can be off by one. The second Divrei Torah for this week is that there is a principle in the Gemara that says Gerushin Eskayer Kikotin Shenoyla Dami. A non-Jew who converts to Judaism is considered for legal purposes to have been newly reborn and is no longer biblically considered the person that he was with regard to the relatives he used to have before his gerus. The Chasam Sofer in Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Gimel writes that he has been troubled for his entire life at his inability to locate the source of this ruling, Gerushin Eskayer Kikotin Shenoyla Dami. The Meshech Chochma suggests that this rule may be derived from a pasuk in Parshas Beschanan. We know that Moshe's father Amram, who was one of the greatest people of his generation, was married to his aunt Yocheved, a marriage which was usur to Jews, but not usur to non-Jews. And if one of the leaders married such a close relative, we can assume that a number of other Jews did likewise and married the various family members which are not usur to non-Jews. After the Torah was given, Hashem told Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael, Shuvu lochem lo'aleichem, return to your tents. The Gemara Ma'id Katan understands this as a reference to their wives. Although they were usur to their wives for 3 days before Matan Torah, in order that the Torah should be given b'tahara, they were now after Matan Torah permitted. And that's where Hashem was telling them, Shuvu lochem lo'aleichem, you are now mutter to your wives after Matan Torah. The problem is that after Matan Torah, they became a Jewish nation, with all the laws that prohibit marriage with relatives. So how were those who were previously married to their relatives, and it was allowed them because it was Kodesh Matan Torah, how were they able to go back to their wives? Shuvu lachem lo aleichem. Their wives after Matan Torah became an Israelva. Says the Meshech Chochma that at Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael were like Gerim, like people who just became Jewish, and Gershon Eskayer Kekotin Shenayla Dami. One who is Miskayer is like a newly born person, and his previous relatives are not related to him anymore, thus permitting Klal Yisrael to remain married to their wives after Matan Torah. And from here, says the Meshech Chochma, we may derive the source of the law, Gershon Eskayer Kekotin Shenayla Dami, which the Chasam Sofer had difficulty finding.